This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here he is. He's the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. He's Nick Costos. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
We are good, well. How about you?
Oh, everything's great. Great time of year. NFL win totals are out. Draft's coming up. Final Four this weekend. My Knicks going to be taking on your Cavs, I feel like, in the first rounds of the NBA playoffs. I'm pretty nervous about that as a Knicks fan, but a lot going on.
Yeah, it's
great time of year.
Way. Looking that way. Win totals, NFL. Where sit the Cleveland Browns?
The Browns right now, I can tell you. Let's see if anything has moved here. The Browns are at 9.5, so basically to finish over 500. It is juiced towards the under, basically meaning that, like, the favorite for the Browns record this year, like the betting market is saying the Browns record is likely to be 9-8. I think the Browns are a really interesting team, and I think this is a good way for people to think about win totals. There are some teams, and we don't have to, like, go through all of them, but I think it's, like, an interesting thought exercise, right? Where, like, Minnesota maybe is a bad example, but I think Minnesota is actually a really good example. Where last year, Minnesota, like, really, like, exceeded expectations big time with a new head coach, right? With Kevin O'Connell, they win 14 games, despite the fact that they weren't very good ultimately, right? Lost to the Giants in the first round of the playoffs. But, like, this year, to me, Minnesota is a team that I think is very likely to finish with, like, 7, 8, 9, or, like, 10 wins. Like, I don't think Minnesota's ever winning 14 games again. They've got too much talent, and, like, Cousins is too good for them to ever be, like, a 5-win team, right? So I think they're a team that's very likely to finish around their win total. There are other teams. Green Bay is a team that I will reference. I'll get to the Browns in a second. Where Green Bay, with Jordan Love now as the quarterback, like, the rest of the roster is pretty good. The head coach has proven that he can win in the regular season. Now, I'll be with Aaron Rodgers. If Jordan Love is awesome, let's say he's awesome. Like, why can't the Packers win 12 games in a bad NFC North and a bad NFC? Of course they can. If Jordan Love stinks, like, the Packers could win 4 games this year and it wouldn't be a terrible surprise, right? If he's bad, like, they're going to be bad. So they're a team that has, like, extreme outcomes are possible, right? I think the Browns are a team where extreme outcomes may be possible, because I think you can construct a scenario where, let's say, Deshaun Watson is a disaster. Like, he had a couple moments last year, like the Washington game with a couple long touchdown passes to Amari Cooper, where, like, you know, he flashed a little bit. But let's just say he's done. Like, it's possible, right? I think it's unlikely. But if he's done and he doesn't have it and there's off-field issues, like, the Browns could be a total disaster next year. But also, if Watson kind of, like, reaches the heights that he did in Houston and he's that quarterback, like, why can't the Browns win 12 or 13 games? So I think it's an interesting way to think about win totals, right? Where the Browns, the market's saying they're going to go 9-8. I think they could win 4 games or, like, 13 games. So that's where the Browns are at right now. But I would encourage people to think of it in that way. Don't be like, oh, well, they're saying we're going to win 9. We could win more. Yes, you could. You could also lose more than 9, lose more than 8, if that makes sense.
Totally makes sense. I get what you're saying. I'm just curious on this question when it comes to college basketball right now. Who's the big winner when all these high seeds win? Like, did the books kill it because you got a 4, a 5, a 9, and another 5 playing? Who do you think walked away the big winner in this stuff for the NCAA?
I think sports books have definitely won in the tournament. Sports books, like, generally win. Like, the game is kind of, like, rigged against bettors for sports books to lose because they charge big on everything. So even if it's 50-50, the sports book wins. Like, and they win a lot if that's the case.
Yeah.
So the sports book will generally win. This is just my opinion, and this is not really, like, a betting answer for you.
Right.
Like, I understand that, like, everyone loves upsets, and, like, I guess it's, like, kind of cool. Also, is there a person out there, honestly, that didn't, like, go to one of these 4 schools or has, like a vested rooting interest in one of them? Like, would you rather have San Diego State against FAU and UConn against Miami, or Villanova against Kansas or Duke against North Carolina, which is what we had last year in the Final Four. That's just my personal opinion. Like, in my opinion, upsets are cool to a degree. And now we're left with this Final Four. And like, you guys tell me if you disagree. And like, I host a betting show, so like, obviously there's always going to be ramped up interest. I feel like there is like almost no juice right now with this Final Four. Just my opinion.
No, Nick, I'm with you. I think we love upsets in the first and second round.
Yeah.
But when we settle into the Sweet 16, we want one underdog in there, right?
One.
You want one.
What in the final
to play against the Blue Bloods?
Yeah.
And then you want to see what happens.
Like, it would be cool. Like, if it was like just FAU.
Yeah.
And that's like a bunch, but like that, it's FAU. Like, who is? I guess like bettors will watch. Like, I'll watch it because it's my job and I'll bet on the game. Like, if you don't bet, who's watching FAU San Diego State for 2 hours and 30 minutes on Saturday? Like, who's doing that? I thought I'd love to meet this person that doesn't have anything better to do with their life than watch, you know, Florida Atlantic Owls against the San Diego State Aztecs on Saturday for 2.5 hours if you're not betting on the game. I'd like to meet this person.
I know one person that's probably into it, and that's only because he was the athletic director there, and he's not even there anymore.
Like, sure, but like again, like if you have a vested interest, yeah. Like are you went to the school, like I understand.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like this sucks, man.
People agree. Are like Florida Atlantic. Where is Boca?
They're trying
to figure out where Boca is.
I agree.
I lived in South Florida for 3 years, and Boca is a beautiful place, and people should go check it out if they've never been there because it's great.
And it is one of the boroughs of New York, isn't it? I'm sure that there's so many New Yorkers down there that it's.
there are a lot of New Yorkers in South Florida.
Isn't that the whole deal? Like you wake up, you're 64 and 364 days old, and then on the 365th day, when you turn 65, boom, you're automatically in Florida. I think that's how it works in New York.
That is exactly right. Like, I wear my Yankee hat when I'm down there, and I get everyone's like, oh, like, everyone's just, like, from New York. It's just assumed, yeah.
Yes.
I agree with you, by the way. To me, you always want to see the Yankees. You want to see the Cowboys. You want to see the Chiefs. You want to see Duke and North Carolina.
The Browns. Yes.
But because, well, when it comes
Guardians.
To – I think Nick's right, though. When it comes to real fan interest – I don't know anybody who is pumped about this Final Four, Nick. Although,
but like
boy,
the Browns are like a legacy team, though. Like to be fair, like the Browns are a legacy team.
Yeah.
Like if the Browns were ever in it, like the Browns and I know you're not saying this, like the Browns and like San Diego State are like not the same. Like I think that like the Browns would be super interested if the Browns were in like the Final Four of like football, for instance. And everyone's watching every NFL game anyway. I don't know. I kind of think. Like you're saying about the Yankees, like whether people hate the Yankees or not, like baseball's more fun when like the Yankees are good. Football's more fun when the Cowboys are good. I think football's a lot more fun when the Browns are good also.
We thank you for that. We're waiting for that, but we thank you for that.
Yes.
What do you guys do when it comes to like major tournaments in golf? Like, is there a lot of action on the Masters? And that's coming up next week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the majors. The Masters is like an event unto itself. It's like the other majors also. And, I'm on here for 4 hours, 5 days a week the entire year. So, like, yeah, like, are we going to do, like, a 15-minute segment on the Valero Texas Open, even though, like, 95% of the casual audience doesn't even know who's playing in it? Yes. We have a lot of content to fill, and it's a sports betting show, and you can bet on these things. So, yeah, like, we talk about it. The Masters is, like, an event unto itself. Like, the U.S. Open's cool. Like, the Players is cool. Like, the Open Championship is cool. People are into those. The Masters is, like, all of these things, like, put together, like, multiplied by five. So the interest of the Masters is going to be massive. And I think the fact that it comes off the tails of the NCAA tournament, so obviously the tournament final will be next Monday night, and then the Masters is like starts on Thursday of the same week. And goes into that weekend, like the betting interest for the Masters is massive. And I love talking about it. I am not, and I'm always honest with like my audience on the show, with your guys' audience, any audience. Golf is the one sport that I did not grow up like really being super duper into. Like I watched all the tennis grand slams when I was a kid. So like I'm never going to be like I'm super duper into golf and like watching random tournaments. I'm locked into the Masters. I don't even like golf that much. So, yeah, the Masters is massive. People will definitely be into it.
Nick, where do you think Lamar Jackson's going and how, you know, how is that playing out?
Where do I think he's going?
Yeah.
This is just – I think he's going to be back in Baltimore. John Harbaugh said it during – and by the way, like, diabolical, calculated, like, respectable move by Lamar to drop that tweet storm just as John Harbaugh was about to speak at the the annual meetings at Phoenix. I thought that was like a stroke of genius.
I said the same thing. I totally agree with you.
Pretty good for a guy without an agent, right?
Yeah.
It was very smart.
That's the beauty. Yes.
Now, I think we also, you got to give John Harbaugh just a massive amount of credit because he handled it and all those questions about as well as you possibly could. And I think the biggest thing that I took away from what Harbaugh said was the only thing that's holding, and I'm paraphrasing, he didn't say this verbatim, but the only thing that's holding this up is money. And money can always be, like, finagled. Now, maybe it can't. Maybe it's just reached a point where, like, money's not going to fix this. I don't know. Like, we all, like, work. You guys have a contract, right? I have a contract for my job. I'm personally of the opinion that money does fix everything when it comes to stuff like this because I think we're human beings and that's how we operate, and I'm honest about that. Like, pay me more and I'll be happier with work. That's how I feel. I'm sure that's how you guys feel, too, how everybody feels, right? Because we're humans. That's the deal. So if the Ravens want to make Lamar happy, they'll pay him more. Or they won't, and he'll go somewhere else. So I think that I think the most likely is that he is back in Baltimore next year. If I had to guess which team he is going to, if it is not Baltimore, I would guess it is the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts very quietly have been making a series of moves to clear salary cap space. One of them was trading Stephon Gilmore to the Cowboys for a fifth-round pick. People are like, oh, well, why did they do this? Why would they trade like a pretty good cornerback for a fifth-round pick? Well, probably because they're trying to clear salary cap space to do something. Maybe it's Lamar Jackson. I don't know. The Colts also have a top five pick in the draft. They were leapfrogged for number one by Carolina. So maybe they're like, hey, like we liked C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young. We're not getting either one of those guys. Houston's not going to trade with Indy. They're in the same division. Houston has the second pick. And maybe like, okay, let's just go get Lamar Jackson and pair him with our new offensive-minded head coach in Shane Steichen. So my guess is Indianapolis. That is a guess. I do not have inside information there. I could be wrong. But you're going to make me say what team is he playing on next year? I'll guess he's back in Baltimore.
Okay, fair enough.
Beautiful. Nick, leave us with this. Is it UConn?
It is probably UConn, most likely. Here's something to consider with UConn. So UConn's bugaboo the entire season, and Danny Hurley's bugaboo as a head coach. And, like, I don't even know how much you can criticize the guy at this point because he made the Final Four. When UConn gets into close games, like the bleep will generally hit the fan. We saw it happen in the Big East tournament, just the latest, like the last example against Marquette. They're up at the end of the game. Hurley botches the timeout situation. They lose to Marquette, right? So this whole tournament, they're down at halftime against Iona, whatever. That's Iona. They vaporize them, win by 30. Then they blow out everyone they play on the way here. They haven't been in like an actual real close game yet. Now, maybe they just annihilate everyone. They kill Miami on Saturday, and they destroy the winner of San Diego State. And I can't even believe I'm saying this. San Diego State and FAU on Monday night. And they dominate. But what happens on Saturday if it's like a two-point game with 4 minutes to play? Who do you trust more, Danny Hurley or Jim Larrañaga? Like, to me, it's not even close. It's Larrañaga. So just something to consider. If my life were on the line, I would take UConn. UConn's the best team. But we haven't seen UConn in that spot yet. Maybe we won't, and they just win big in every game. That's what would concern me if I were looking to place a bet on UConn. That being said, like, they are the best team and probably the best bet.
Send us off, Nick.
Appreciate it, guys. Wishing you guys and all your great listeners, Minimal Sweats winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Nick Costos, thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
Talk to you next week.
Got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!